الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic, we'll be talking about prohibitive or prohibition. Those things, some of the things, not all, some of the things are forbidden in Islam for Muslims to do. And you might find some of these things strange that we're doing it and other people around us are doing it and we refuse to do it. But this is, we are commanded by Allah not to do these things, and to the best of our ability, we obey Allah and don't do those things. Because they mentioned the Quran about Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul, meaning obey Allah and obey His Messenger. And that's what we try to do to the best of our ability. Do we fall? Sure, some of us do fall or falter or whatever, but the thing is, we ask Allah to forgive us for what we've done, and we don't repeat that same act again and that behavior again, and just move on from there. I'm sorry. And so let me look at a verse in Quran, chapter 4, verse 23. Again, chapter 4, that's Surah An-Nisa, the woman or the women, verse 23. So if you have your Quran there, you, of course, you could turn to that particular page in your Quran. You can always go online to go to Quran.com. That's Quran.com, and you have the entire Quran in Arabic and English. I don't know if you can put it in other languages, but I know that it's in Arabic and English. And then you can sort of look to the side, to the left side, and you'll see chapter 4, 5, 6, from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 114. And so you go there, you just click on that, and then you get to chapter 4, and then just go down to verse 23, and you can follow along with me. And you may have various what you call translation of a particular verse, because the verse, of course, is in Arabic. But the thing is, you follow along with me to the best of your ability, or you have your own Quran, and you can follow along with me when you have various translations. So these are some of the forbidding people that, for example, a man can marry. I'm going to use it. I'm not going through all the examples. This is an example of who a man cannot marry. And it says, also forbidden to you for marriage are your mothers, your daughters, your sisters, your parental and maternal aunts, your brother's daughters, your sister's daughters, your father and mother, your foster sisters. And I believe that they're talking about here, and Allah knows best, from my understanding, that when say your foster mother and your foster sister, for example, you have foster parents. That's a child, for example, that's abused or abandoned, something like that, by their parents or care a caretaker, caregiver, and then they brought into the foster care system, and then the foster care system have various families that the child can live with, and may call that person as the mother there, foster mother or foster parent, foster family. And so this is not what they're talking about. We're talking about foster mother, foster sisters. Basically what we're talking about here is you're talking about, if, for example, if a child suckles from the breast of a person who is not related to them by blood, and they do it at least, and some scholars say at least 5 times, that person becomes forbidden to marrying that woman he suckled from, and also forbidden from marrying the person's offsprings. Meaning, I, for example, would not be able to marry my foster sister, who we suckle from the same breast. And so let me move on. You could talk to other scholars and maybe get more information about what I'm talking about. So it says here, your foster mothers, your foster sisters, your mother-in-laws, your stepdaughters under your guardianship, if you have consummated marriage with their mothers. If you have not, then you can marry them. Nor the wives of your sons, nor the two sisters together at the same time, except what is done previously. And surely Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Like, for example, my wife, I cannot marry her sister, hers, at the same time I'm married to my wife. But my wife dies, or we get divorced or something like that, we're no longer married to each other, then it's lawful for me to marry her sister. We divorce from each other, I can marry the sister, or wife dies, then I can marry her, her sisters, that of course are still alive. And so I cannot marry, if I marry a woman and she has a daughter, and I go on into the woman, has sex with the woman, and then that means her daughters become unlawful for me to marry. My stepdaughter become unlawful for me to marry to her. But if I don't enter the mother, then the stepdaughter becomes lawful for me to marry, because I haven't consummated the marriage, have had sex with the mother, divorce the mother before I go on into her, then at that point I could marry the stepdaughter. But if I go into the mother, then I cannot marry a stepdaughter, and she is forbidden for me to marry. And so I just want to mention that, and Allah knows best. Scholars know more than I. You can always go to them and ask for further explanation if you want to. Those who are non-Muslim or Muslim, you go to your various imams at various communities, imams, the leader, and the scholars, the local scholars, and ask them for more explanation of what I mentioned pertaining to chapter 4, verse 23. And so if you can do that, no problem. They can bring their proof, no problem, that what I said, and one of the scholars said, you just throw what I said against the wall and don't pay attention, and you can pay attention to what that scholar told you to do. I explained to you what to do pertaining to the particular, what you can and cannot do pertaining to chapter 4, verse 23. Also forbidding to us is that the Prophet Salami said, when a person, an adulterer, commits illegal sexual intercourse, then he is not believed at the time that he is doing it. And when someone steals, then he is not a believer at the time that he steals. Forbidden to us is to steal, to take from a person. Now, you have various scholars that say, okay, if I take someone because I'm hungry, that's different. They don't receive the hudud, the punishment, but a person just steals just to be stealing. Then that person is wrong in what they're doing, and a person who commits adultery or zina, fornication, or a person who steals, they are not a believer at the time that they do these acts. It's like their faith rises above them, sort of hovers or floats above them, and they're not, they lose their iman, their faith. That's iman, that's I-M-A-N, and they lose that for that time being while they're doing the act of adultery, fornication, or stealing something. And adultery, fornication, it basically is that a person is having sex outside of marriage, or a person is committing adultery, for example, and a person has sex and they're married, and then that person is an adulterer, committing adultery, and a fornicator, a person who is, he's not, I'm for example, I'm not married to the person, but I'm having sex with her outside of marriage, then I can, then I would be at that point, I'm the person not married, I would be the fornicator, and she would be the adulterer, and that varies from scholar to scholar, and saying that zina, which sometimes they say is adultery, sometimes they say is fornication, and Allah knows best, but whatever word you choose is forbidden for us to do. We can't steal, and we can't, as Muslims, commit adultery or fornicate, or zina, Z-I-N-A. We cannot do that because it is forbidden for us to do that. And so I just wanted to mention those things to my beautiful students. Even in terms of just these things that you may say, they don't seem like committed adultery, but they are. According to Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, he said, Allah fixed the very portion of adultery which a man will indulge in. There will be no escape from it. And the adultery of the eyes is the lustful look, and the adultery of the ears is listening to like songs or talk that is not healthy, if you will, that people are talking about fornication or adultery or singing about it. And also the adultery of the tongue, meaning illicit speech that is not proper, not right. It is one that is not savory. And adultery is of the hand of the lustful grip or grab. And the adultery of the feet is that you walk into the Mekan, to El Mekan, the place where you intend to commit adultery. And in the heart yearns and desire, which he may or may not put into effect. So these are all forms of adultery, with the eyes and listening to it, the ears are speaking about it with your mouth. These are all considered forms of adultery. You're yearning for it in your heart, although you may or may not do it. These are still forms of adultery. And so I want you all to keep in mind that these are things that we stay away from the best of our ability. Or ask Allah to help us for our tongues not to speak in terms of lustful thinking or lustful speech or what I want to do with her, that kind of thing. Because that just builds and builds and builds in our heart, and then it builds and builds in our heart until it comes out physically and through our body. We're not supposed to even grab someone with the intent, of course, to commit adultery with that individual. So these are just some of the things that we are not allowed to do as Muslims. Some people may find it strange, but these are prohibited for us to do. It's a long list of prohibited things, but it's more things that we can do than we cannot do. Also, it is mentioned that by Khalid ibn Walid, he said that the Messenger of Allah prohibited eating of flesh of horses, mules, asses, basically mules again, donkeys, and also He's talking about we cannot eat pork or we cannot drink alcohol. If alcohol is fermented or if it's fermented or not or whatever, we can't drink that. Fermented grapes, rice, barley, that kind of thing. We can't drink these things that are considered alcohol. As soon as many of the companions find out that they could not drink any alcohol, there's many of the streets, they immediately stop. Many of the streets were like basically red or what you call grape, or filled with wine, or what you would call the grape color or purple color, because people just stopped busting up their containers with wine because it was said that we can no longer drink, and we can't make up excuses to drink or anything like that. We cannot do that. Well, others are doing it, we're going to do it too. Or we had a party, others are drinking, so we want to drink too. Or because we have various dignitaries coming to that we're going to greet, and that we say, well, they drink in their country, so we're going to make our guests feel comfortable and drink with them and have alcohol available to them. So be very careful of that, my students, and particularly my Muslim students and non-Muslims too. You think be very careful that this is something that we are forbidden to do. And if you are drinking or a drinker, then what you should do is stop, or ask Allah to help you, to strengthen you, so that you can or will stop the drinking. Drinking of the alcohol or whatever you are consuming. It is also forbidding for us breathing into vessels or blowing into it. Because some people will have the habit of when they, say for example, their kahwa, their coffee is hot, and so they want to cool it by blowing on it. So, and Allah knows best about this, that this is something that is prohibited for us to do. I'm blowing in the vessel, or blowing onto or into it. We are not allowed to do it, like to cool it off or something like that. Just let it cool off naturally, but it's just something that we can't do, and Allah knows best. Again, if I am wrong, then let the other scholars correct you, and just leave what I say alone. But Allah knows best. I'm just telling you to the best of my knowledge. This is what the Muslims are all about. I want to mention something else to you, and that is, it also mentioned by Ibn Umar that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said every intoxicant is khamr, meaning wine or something that khamr khimar. It comes from khamr, or the khimar, what the ladies wear on their head, the Muslim women wear on their head, and it kind of covering, if you will, and so is the wine. It's sort of a covering of the mind and the akku, and it makes the person not think correctly. And here it said every intoxicant is khamr, and every khamr is unlawful. So if you're gonna get high off of drugs, plants or mushrooms, I think they call it magic mushrooms or whatever, you want to get high off of it, drunk off of it, then you should not be doing it, because it's unlawful for us for Muslims to do. And so I want to mention that to you. This is something that we cannot do and we should not do, and if we're doing it, we ask Allah to help us to stop doing it. Don't make up excuses for taking on intoxicant against what Allah tells us to do. You can make up all excuses that you want, but you're still not right. You want to feel as comfortable as possible. That's why you're making up excuses, but you're still wrong. You're still wrong in what you're doing, because Allah forbid us from doing those things, fornicating with the person or committing zina with a person we're not married to. If you don't have a wife or you're not married as a woman, then marry the individual if you're lawful for you to do that. But the thing is, don't make excuses to keep trying to be with that person and committing these sins with this individual, which is having sex outside of marriage. And be careful if you listen to music that kind of gets you in that that mood. I wanna be with someone that's outside your marriage. Then stay away from that music. Stay away from that talk. And your eyes and your heart desiring to commit adultery, stay away from that kind of thing, and ask Allah to help you, to make you stronger in the area of being a better and a stronger person, and not be a weak person and be one of those people that are going to submit to your desires instead of what you're commanded to do by Allah, and to stay away from forbidden things. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.